Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV Studios. I'm Ryan Malady, and this is Game of Thrones off-season. On this episode, we're talking music, score, and songs, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
There it is.
Yes. I miss that so much.
Oh, me too.
This right here is why we're talking music, because Game of Thrones has the best music.
The best.
Ever.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome back to Game of Thrones off-season, the show where we meet together every month in the off-season, in between seasons, to discuss fan theories, Game of Thrones news, basically anything we can get our hands on. I'm Ryan Malady, and today I'm joined by the perpetually lovely hosts to my left, Linda Antwi. Welcome to the panel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jumping on in, you're a big Game of Thrones fan.
Love Game of Thrones. Like, just love. I have a fun fact. I interviewed some of the cast members on a red carpet, and I got to sit on the throne, and it was exciting.
The throne. Well, that's awesome. I kind of want to hear more about that. But first, Kristen Snyder.
Hey, guys. Always happy to be in the studio talking about the best show on TV.
She ain't wrong. So, guys, let's jump right into news. What do you say? What's new for this month?
Well, HBO has released footage from the new and final season, which I'm really sad about. Final season. It's not much, but it included in a trailer featuring other shows such as Big Little Lies and Barry. They mostly used old footage in the trailer, but we did notice one new scene with Jon Snow hugging a seemingly distracted Sansa.
Yes.
Oh.
Let's take a look at that image. We took a screenshot of it. So in the trailer, yeah, there's a hodgepodge of HBO shows. All the new ones that are coming out. They didn't have an exclusive Game of Thrones trailer.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of like old footage from old seasons we saw. But we did notice this one scene. And there it is, final season right there. Sansa looking off. What is she thinking about?
And why does she need a hug?
Right.
Jon Snow always needs a hug. He's the most huggable.
I just haven't seen them, you know, giving freely hugs to one another. The Stark family has not been exchanging hugs on the reg.
No, they're
so
not. They're
I'm
not free
curious
folk.
About what this hug's about.
Listen, I feel like they've been through so much. Give the hugs, though. Give many hugs.
But, like, you know something bad
is
coming.
It's happening, yep.
You can see it in their eyes.
Yes.
If we're changing our ways. Yeah. Well, I got some news, too.
What do you got, Kristen, for us?
Big surprise. Not really. The season 8 premiere has been pushed back. The visual effects supervisor, John Bauer, said in an interview with the Huffington Post that the Game of Thrones VFX team is scheduled to continue working on the final season through May of 2019, which means we can expect to see the first episode mid to late May, with the majority of the season airing in June and July of 2019. Long.
You know what? I don't feel too bad about it. We waited this long. We can wait a little longer.
Right.
It delays the end, and I don't want it to end, so that's good,
that's
right?
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I heard that they're putting in, like, $15 million-plus dollars into every episode.
Whoa.
The most money that's ever been spent on TV, in the history of TV.
Wow.
So it's worth the wait.
It's going to be worth the wait. It's always worth the wait when it's game.
Definitely.
The game of life.
The game of life.
The waiting game. Anyway, great. Thank you guys for the news.
Absolutely.
And let's jump right into music. You know, the funny thing about music in movies and TV is sometimes the lack of music is just as powerful.
Yeah,
really, it is.
Especially in Game of Thrones, there was that moment at the Red Wedding. Remember when that episode ended and it was just silence?
Silence.
Yeah. And it was almost just as powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to take away from the power of the actual music itself, the composer, his name is Ramin Djawadi. He's a German-Iranian composer, and you might recognize some of his music if you've ever seen Pacific Rim, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that Iron Man soundtrack. So rock and roll. And he also does
Westworld. I knew it.
Exactly. He's an amazingly talented composer. I mean, I saw an interview with him. He was interested in music at 4 years old.
I saw that.
You see the same thing?
Yeah, that he basically just all of a sudden would start from his ear. He could play melodies at the age of four. He'd walk up to a piano, and things that he heard, he could recreate at the age of four.
That's amazing.
And his parents were like, okay, that's we gotta get him into this.
Yeah. I could recreate a hamburger with Play-Doh at that age. it was pretty impressive. Aww. No, but yeah, this guy's like he's one of the greats.
Savant.
I mean, it's the most iconic song. That theme song, which is just kind of called Game of Thrones title sequence or mm-hmm. Game of Thrones theme song, which, by the way, all this music can be found on the Game of Thrones soundtrack. It goes by seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramin Djawadi's also he's touring around the country right now.
Yeah, yeah. I heard each of his songs gets over 1.8 million downloads or listens on Spotify, so they started touring.
They did a tour and actually came to the Hollywood Bowl. I really wanted to go, but I was out of town.
I heard they're coming to the Forum here in L.A.
And
in the
because night. It's been so, yeah, successful, yeah. They're coming back.
So it's my birthday on the 6th. I'm buying my... I think I'm going to go. I think I might... After definitely putting in a lot of work listening to different themes for this episode, I was like, I really want to see this stuff live.
It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Yeah,
because they have in the background the scenes, so something similar to what we're doing to the scenes to what the music is about.
Oh, that's so great! And mm-hmm. to see the man himself, the one who composed the iconic tunes.
Yep.
And because I'm a fan of classical music too, but I feel like this kind of draws a new kind of crowd. It's like a new Game of Thrones changed the way TV operated, really.
Absolutely.
Changed the game. And I feel like Ramin Djawadi has kind of changed the game when it comes to television scoring.
Yep.
I want to talk a little bit more about just his art of doing it, because what I was listening to, they also talked about just like when you go and if you see them on tour, they actually record, like he'll write all the different pieces and all the different instruments and then he'll pass it out to everyone in the orchestra. And the way that they record it for the show is they will play, once they get the final scene, they will play the scene and play the music live and record it live against the scene. And
that's
he
so cool.
is literally telling a story with the music. It's mm-hmm. just like when we said last time a month ago, we discussed how the fashion, when you saw what
costumes
someone was wearing,
mm-hmm.
you would know the character and what land they're from. And it's sort of just like that with his music. He said that he would talk a lot to the characters and meet the actors on set, and that would inspire their themes that he would then write for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, depending on where they were, he'd tell the story. And he'd point you in the right direction. If you were going in the right direction, he'd have, uplifting music. If you were going in the wrong direction in the scene, he would have, music with a lower tone. And he said he would introduce a new instrument, like every season, different themes, pretty much instruments that you've never heard of for different lands.
Yeah.
And so that when you would hear that instrument, you would know what land you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heard that theme, say it was a character, he would then build on it later. That same theme, it would start out with maybe just a few instruments. And then as the character grew in each season, he would develop another layer to the theme of that character. So hopefully that will help us guess these songs you've put together.
Exactly. Yes. No, exactly. I mean, music in television and film does so much to help shape the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It can heighten a sense of tension or suspense, mm-hmm. make you feel happy, sad, scared, angry. It adds such a powerful element. And I could only imagine being an actor, in Game of Thrones and having those moments where the music really does a lot for the drama of the moment. But in reality, you're just kind of sitting in silence, But as a viewer, sometimes you don't notice that all those seamless little changes, like different instruments for different regions, you don't really notice. It's so flawlessly done that it just puts you there. Kind of like the way we talked about wardrobe and how it just feels real. You don't really notice it because it's done so right.
If you notice it, it's done wrong.
Yeah, if you notice something,
definitely movies and scenes where you're like, oh, something's off. And sometimes it's the music, but not in Game of Thrones. But he did say that sometimes he does throw an instrument in there or make something not sound like the Game of Thrones music. So it gets you being like, whoa, what is this? I've never heard this before. Mm-hmm. And it makes you question the scene because something crazy is about to happen.
Yeah, there's distinctive sounds and instruments from different themes. For example, didgeridoos for the wildlings. There's a clue.
We're going to need them.
The Armenian duduk flute for the Dothrakis. These are just some examples. So basically, for this episode, and you guys can play along at home, this should be especially fun if you're just listening on the podcast, because you won't really have the hints that we're throwing up for the visuals. So by the way, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes and YouTube, and give us a comment, see what you guys think of the episode. We're playing a game today called Game of Tunes.
Game of Tunes.
Sorry, what did I say?
Tunes.
Game of Tones.
Oh, Game of Tones.
I was still in Stay Tuned.
Tunes and tones work.
We're playing Game of Tones today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be playing a song. Steve is in the booth, and he will be judging, as well as I.
Oh, boy.
With a correct ding or a... There it is. Or a... So when you hear the music, take your time. You know, give yourself a chance to listen to it. Now, you guys can throw out answers where you can guess what, if it's the song for a particular character or a house. Like, this is the song for House Lannister, or this is Arya Stark's theme. You can throw out those answers. Or if you can remember the song from a particular moment or episode.
Oh, wow.
Or just happening, like a battle or something that's going on. Battle of the Bastards, for example. Mm-hmm. And we're going to kind of run through them and see... if these were, you know, as powerful as they were on screen as they are off screen. Sounds fun?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, let's let her rip. The first song.
I'm just going to enjoy it for a few seconds.
Enjoy it for a little bit, okay. And then I'll start saying some things about it.
Okay, giving us some hints. Definitely has a darker side.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's a house.
It is a house. It is a song of a house.
Uh-huh. I agree with that, too.
And, like, they've got, like, a darker feel, I feel like.
It is. It is a little bit of, like, you wouldn't want to cross this house.
Yeah. I think it's, when do we get to...
You anytime can you can throw it out.
I think it's the House of Lannister.
Yes, I would agree.
We got one. Have you guys ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
The game where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Yep.
Well, 1,000 points for you, Linda.
Awesome.
That was House Lannister. Yeah. This is called Lannister Always Pays His Debts. That's what the song is. It's also called The Queen's Justice.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And you hear this a lot when you see Tywin Lannister doing his thing. We see it prominently throughout the entire show.
Nice.
Very good. Let's move on to the next song. We'll give it like 10 seconds and I'll start talking about it.
Okay.
So this song, I played it after House Lannister to kind of show a little bit of a contrast between House Lannister, and I will tell you that this is also a house.
Oh boy. Give us a clue about the house.
Well, the song is called Goodbye Brother, also known as Home.
Okay.
So is this the Starks?
Woo-hoo!
All right, Linda.
I thought so, but I want to guess wrong.
Negative 1,000 points for Kristen for lying. Oh. Very good. Yeah, this is from House Stark. They play this prominently through the first season as well. Especially, you know, it kind of has an undertone of serenity and also impending sadness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does feel that way.
Now, if you can recognize this moment contrasted with the first song we played, there is actually, if you guys remember, in the first scene of the fourth season, when Tywin was melting down ice, the Stark's longsword, He was melting it down into those two different swords when the very first scene was playing. Mm-hmm. It was actually Ramin combined the songs. So he combined the themes, this song and the Hobbs Lannister, and by the end of the scene when he threw the dire wolf's mm-hmm. the sheath into the fire, at that point the House Lannister song was the most prominent towards the end. And that's the kind of stuff that Ramin does, is he takes these moments that are almost, and I was reading about this, and I'm like, that's so brilliant, you know, because it's so subconscious, you're getting fed this moment of goodbye and conquered by the Lannister over the Starks without even really saying anything at all. It's all in the music.
Yeah, I read that he sort of storyboards the music along with what's going on in the scene. I don't know musically what that looks like, but it sounds really cool.
I don't either. It's a whole new world. It's really cool to discover.
Yeah.
Let's move on to song number 3.
Is it another house or a house character?
Feel like this is a house.
Is it Daenerys' house?
Okay. It's not her house, but
Dothraki.
But it is the song. You got a ding. This is the song where Daenerys and Khal Drogo this song first appears when Daenerys is being taught how to ride Khal Drogo.
Oh,
I knew exactly what scene this was.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, you should have shouted it out.
I was thinking.
I think she was being nice and letting me get a point. So no, I was thinking it's okay, Linda.
But I was still thinking it was the house, though, because you know when she was in the desert.
Sure.
I thought that was considered a house, but it was her specifically. I get it.
It was her specifically, and it's the moment it starts off soft, but then you get these Dothraki drums and this little bit of a gypsy ting to it.
Yep.
And it's the moment where we first kind of give given a hint of the, you know, the kind of power that Daenerys can have, because this is when she first was starting to get her power over her man. Before that, she was pretty much a victim.
Yep. Well, she was definitely coming into her own in that moment.
You got a little bit of Dothraki in there. Very cool. Now let's go into song number 4.
Oh, I love that. It was like magic.
A little bit more like intense, right?
Yes.
A little bit more command and conquer.
This is a house?
This is more of a moment or event.
Okay. Like maybe a battle?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, you got it. Now I'll give you another hint. Remember the drums we just heard from before?
Mm-hmm.
Those are from season 1. Now, this is from late season 6.
Okay.
But triumphant, epic, it's going down, things are exploding from the fiery mouth of a...
The dragon. So it's the dragon lady when they're all in the water and ding. They're taking on the...
This song is called Dragon Awe. Well, it's called Rain. The song Rain has a few different parts to it, and this is called Dragon Awe. When it's late in season 6, when Daenerys is conquering.
Yeah, she built her army, and they're on the water, and they're about to take everyone on. Right?
You betcha.
Yep.
You should have given us a list of answers. You didn't even give me points for the last one. You should have given us...
Well, maybe you should get some answers right.
I got one! you should have given us, like, the answers so we could...
Oh, okay. You're right.
We could cross out which ones we've already guessed and, like, do elimination.
You multiple know, choice.
I could have.
I mean, that would have been helpful.
Maybe I should have.
Because I don't know if I'm supposed to guess a battle or a person.
You know what's funny was I'm putting this list together. I'm listening and I'm like looking at the song and I'm saying, "Oh, that's totally
makes sense."
It makes sense because I already know the answer. I didn't realize how hard it would be.
But
not knowing.
You know what? I like it because it's taking me back to the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
So I like the challenge a little bit. I might not be, you know.
Linda's
fun because she's getting all the right answers.
That's not true. I just think it's like it's making me think.
It's okay, Linda. It does feel good to win stuff.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, this is great. I have a feeling that you'll both get this one. First one to get it gets a million points.
Okay. Oh, God. It's hard to come back from.
Down from Mr. All the winds and the steps and the call. He rode to a woman's side. For she was a secret treasure. She was his shame and his bliss. And a chain and a keep are nothing compared to a woman's kiss. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are warm. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are
warm. Okay, what's the hint?
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, it's so easy. Like,
I'll give you a hint. This is not the first time you've heard this guy sing.
Down from Mr. All the winds and the steps and the call.
I'll give you another hint. Arya Stark runs into this certain...
Yeah, the, like the Merry Men, the...
She was his shame.
Oh, jeez.
It's
the
a
Band of Misfits?
Ding, it is...
Hey!
Well... Yeah,
he was
kind of,
giving it to
but
me.
Specifically,
is it right or is it wrong?
I mean, she's kind of got it.
Band of Misfits.
If you can, do you remember?
Aria.
Do you remember who this was? Do you remember who it was? That was a guest actor.
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. The singer.
Yeah.
Red hair.
Yeah, Etrian.
Yeah, Etrian. Yeah,
there it is. All right. I'm gonna split it.
Okay, we each get.
You get 500 G's for you guys.
It's okay. Ed Sheeran. Like being woken up.
Ed Sheeran. I still don't know how to say
me in here for not getting answers.
Ed Sheeran came in.
There he
is.
We just couldn't.
What was the name of his group, though? Because I can't remember. The Band of what?
Merry Misfits? Band of.
I think they're just Lannister men, to be honest. I think they were just a band of like just.
I thought it was earlier. The Band of Brothers
Brotherhood Without Banners.
Yes, that's not who this is.
I kind of just want to give it. It's like it's a Band of Misfits because it kind of seemed like it, but it was Ed Sheeran. He came in to sing Hands of Gold, which in the books meant a few different things, but in the show we can kind of attribute it to how Jaime Lannister has a hand of gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I attribute it to. But he's not the first singer that we're going to have. Well, he is the first singer. He's not the last singer we're going to have on this lineup.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay. So, moving on?
Yep.
And to the next one.
It's not
helping. This is.
Shout out to the iTunes listeners. I think Ryan was impersonating a didgeridoo.
For those listening at home, if you're ever curious, check out the YouTube channel. And for those watching the YouTube channel, subscribe to iTunes and listen in your car so you don't have to see me act ridiculous.
Okay, I need a hint, Ryan.
Okay,
is this like a house or...
The didgeridoo is something that Ramin Djawadi used to express a wild...
Lynx?
Wildling aspect of it. and this is when you... I believe this is from Season 4, Episode 9. The Wall.
Okay.
This is the Night's Watch.
This is like the theme for the Night's Watch.
Hey, thank you! I'll take it!
Ryan, you got points. How many points are you assigning yourself?
I would never have gotten that one either.
You're getting three points. Whole points for me.
Good.
But yeah, that was a tough one. I gotta admit, that was a tough one. Because there's a lot of different Night's Watch themes. I just... I really like the didgeridoo.
I mean, I love the didgeridoo. Tell us they're all in black. Like, give bad hints.
I thought the hint I gave you originally was...
Didgeridoo? What the hell is didgeridoo?
You know what a didgeridoo is? It's a big, long...
I know what
like
it is,
tube.
But, like, why would we associate it with the...
Well...
Just give better clues, okay?
Okay, all right. That was, you know, I knew there'd be one or two of these. But I love the didgeridoo as an instrument. It's rarely a chance to get to hear it in any kind of music. And it does kind of express like a little bit of a wild aspect.
You know, now that you mention it, I played the didgeridoo.
Did you?
In my dream.
In your dream?
Yeah, because I didn't know it was an existing instrument.
You play...
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Hold on.
It's like a fantastical...
You played the didgeridoo in your sleep.
Yeah.
But you didn't know it was an instrument.
I didn't know what it was.
Were you on a wall?
I was... Yeah. It was very Game of Thrones-y. That's all coming together now.
It's all the pieces.
Like, that was our clue. Like, I would have never gotten that. Still no.
No? All right.
I think we should move on.
Moving on to song number next.
No idea what's going on.
Let's enjoy it for a minute.
Okay.
And then I'll see if you can put yourself there. Now, if you hear that kind of chimey sound, that chimey, harpy, that's an instrument called a hammered dulcimer.
Oh, I played that last night.
In your dream?
Yeah.
Great. Now, this is supposed to be a really, this is a particular person's theme song. And if you can...
Is this the faceless Aria?
Ooh.
Is this Aria when she was with the faceless guys? Because that's what it reminds me of.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Ah! I really like Aria. I remember the scene specifically, actually.
Beautiful. Beautifully done. This is one of the few characters to have their own theme song, Arya Stark.
Yep.
She's actually the first of the house to have her own theme. And it was first heard when she started her swordplay lesson in episode 3.
Because it still sounds hopeful, even though it's, like, a little dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's how I see Arya.
Yeah.
And so, like, her little journey just being, like, the tomboy fighter and, you know, meeting with... I can't remember his name, but the faceless man and
was it Jaqen H'ghar?
Jaqen H'ghar.
Yeah, and that whole situation. I was like, oh, this is Arya for sure.
There is... Where did I put that? I don't know if I wrote it down. But, yeah, there is a moment in the House of Black and White... where Jaqen H'ghar actually has his Faceless Man song, and they overlay the two together.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Ooh,
yeah, I'd love to hear it too. I don't know why.
I'll have to look it up.
Whatever. There you go. Yeah. No, there's and like I said before, take a look at the actual Game of Thrones soundtrack. It's not just the theme song that we all know and love. Dun 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 dun. Dun. There's so much more, and these songs are just some examples.
You may not know the composer's name,
Ramin Djawadi.
But you do know the songs. You've heard the songs, but not his name.
You have now.
So that's always the way it goes. You hear this like great piece of art, and you don't know who did it. And you rarely find out.
Right.
So this is for Ramin.
To Ramin.
To Ramin.
I hope he sees this.
I'll send it to him.
He's like, that's not what I was going for. Moving on, this is a very memorable moment.
Every time he says that, it's a hard one.
Yeah,
I know, but
not gonna get it.
I'll mime this one.
Okay, great. Give the YouTube listeners something to talk about.
Yeah.
The Red Wedding.
You got it. I still want to hear it though a little bit.
Sorry.
I can see. see this scene a little bit in the background.
Yeah, you can see it. There it is.
Oh, now, boy. This,
when this song is playing, it's after the Reigns of Castamere were already played. The Reigns of Castamere were playing, and that's what tipped off Catelyn Stark. And she's like, when she heard that song, she's like, that's not right. That's not what you play at a wedding. And then this music started to play. And this is when it all started going down. People getting stabbed, throats getting cut, arrows flying everywhere. You could just hear the
chaos.
The violence and the chaos and the music,
yeah.
Can't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's and I remember, as everyone does. Oh,
not something you want to drive home to.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, yeah, that was me. I dropped that. Yeah.
You drop a knife into a pig? Like, what was that?
Carry on, guys.
Okay, so it's not something you fall asleep to, but you know it's definitely you get to your. Yeah, maybe it'd work after that song. Dun 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 dun. Dun.
God.
But right after this was, I remember watching the post interview, post episode interview with David Benioff, D.B. Weiss, and they mentioned how they really wanted to just leave that moment after Catelyn's fierce scream,
mm-hmm.
in silence.
Yeah.
Because they had just done what few in television history had ever done, and just killed off all of our
favorite characters.
By the way, real quick, shout out to my Aunt Heba, who watches the show. She was the one who actually suggested we do a show on music.
Aww,
good idea, Auntie.
Auntie Heba.
Heba, she was in my dream last night, too.
Was she?
All these weird instruments, people I don't know.
But she was in the dream?
Heba,
Was she playing the tambourine?
She was there.
I knew.
Playing the triangle.
What was the first instrument I was playing? The Jabba Jew.
Didgeridoo.
Jibbity Jew.
You.
Ebba was there playing that.
Moving on to the next one.
Okay.
Fair as the sun and her kisses were warmer. Who is this? Spring.
With the Dornishman's blade, it was it's made. Oh, Bronn!
Yes.
And its kiss was a terrible thing.
Ding.
Nobody ever gives me a ding. Like, in life, in general, I don't get dings for, like, being correct in life. Like, if you guys could just follow me totally around different. With, like, a ding and be like, nice job today, Kristen. Dings I would love that. Thank you.
Dings are usually bad, right?
Like, they sound good.
Like a door ding,
these
like a
good.
Ding on your credit report. Like, dings are usually bad, but...
Whatever.
Anyway, we kind of talked over the song, but that's his name is Jerome Flynn, and he plays mm-hmm. he plays Bronn, mm-hmm. and this is in season 5. You know, when him and Jamie are down in Dorne, trying to rescue Marcella or you know get her back. And fun fact about Jerome Flynn, the Englishman, he was known as a singer before before anything else.
I have heard that
he was in a band. Well, I don't know if you call it a band, but more of a kind of a duo called Robson and Jerome. And there's an image of him right there.
Oh my God.
There he is on the left.
I had no idea.
That's Bronn of the awesome. Blackwater, who was awesome. A singer before it all.
That's unbelievable. Awesome. I think he has finally found himself.
He's finally coming to his own.
Yeah, much more at home as Bronn.
I love it.
I love how they kind of include different singers here and there. There's another song coming up where the lead singer of Snow Patrol can be seen.
Oh.
Singing. He doesn't have any lines. He's just singing along with the group. And that's coming up in a couple songs. Let's go to the next one.
This is a battle.
Oh, you hear that? You hear how it's flat, you know, so it's like ominous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of sounds like maybe a battle's coming.
So are we guessing a battle?
You're guessing, a group.
A house.
Not necessarily, but
you remember when all the houses came together?
Mm-hmm.
And they were... was it a battle?
Or were they meeting?
This is...
Wait, don't tell us. Okay, give us a hint.
Okay,
give us one more hint.
Okay,
like
you're
a
right.
Good one.
All the houses do come together, yeah. But this is because of this song is...
What's your hint?
Okay. My hint is... 1,000 chips. That's pretty good. That's...
But, like, are we guessing a battle, a house,
it's,
a person?
It's like a battle is... It's a
what
it's
do you
a
per, want me
it's a
to
person.
Guess?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a person's army. It's a person in their army. Not really army.
I'm gonna go with I always call her Dragon Lady, but I think it's her and her army.
I guess technically you were right for a moment, but not really. It is. I'm sorry. I get bad hints. I don't even know. To be honest, I was way off.
Don't tell us who it is. Just give us one good clue.
All right. It is, it's on the water. Okay. So which house is on the water?
Oh, Iron Greyjoy's?
Mm-hmm. But it's not Theon's song. Theon does have his own song.
Yeah,
I didn't
uncle.
Include it.
Oh, shoot.
There's the image of the fleet.
Yes. And I his know name his is, name. Oh, shoot. What's it rhyme with? I can't
think. You're on to something.
Yeah, it's Euron.
Yeah.
But you're on Greyjoy.
You're on to something.
Oh,
you're on Greyjoy's. It's called Coronation. That song is when Euron Greyjoy's fleet sets sail and
okay.
With 1,000 chips.
I just couldn't think of his name. Also, okay. I don't want points. I just want a little bit of milk of the poppy.
Well, I'm giving you points anyway.
Okay. Fine.
All right, moving on. There it is. There's a little ding for you.
Thank you.
Next one. Let's do it. We don't have much time left, but we'll get through it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay,
yeah.
Now.
We got a little bit of a
cheat.
Yeah.
Just listen how dark it is. Real deep.
Mm-hmm.
With that bass.
That was perfect.
And you have it mirrors the main title sequence. Bum, bum, dum, dum, bum.
Kind of sounds like Frozen.
not at all.
Not the movie, but like the
Elsa,
song.
Elsa
like,
doesn't.
No, not the movie. just if you think of ice, like it feels icy. Okay? Don't go Elsa on me. Okay.
Ooh, the White Walkers.
Oh wow! Ryan, congratulations!
Yeah,
I already knew that.
Negative
but then
a million
we saw
points.
This.
She gave me a hint. Yeah, that was a good hint.
You're welcome.
The icy. No, it's great. This is the march of the White Walkers. This is when you really see them at their strength. It has that really dark, deep, you know, a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
It was even darker and deeper than Euron's. That's why I put them back to back because you could, you know, one's dark but one's darker, you know. And when you see those guys, you know, you need something to be bone chilling. They actually use a certain kind of flute to sound icy. I forgot which.
Oh, which is what you were saying, Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was trying. Icy. And then you guys went all Elsa on me and like. Frozen kids movie.
Oh, because you did say Frozen before Icy.
Yeah, some people are worth melting for, Kristen.
You know who else is worth melting for, Ryan? AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV.
Because our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite shows on TV, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans than us.
True.
But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that Taylor made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. It's kind of, you know, like Spotify when they suggest playlists.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we will do. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional.
Mm-hmm.
And so hit that subscribe button now for this channel. Check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Give you a little shout out.
Yeah.
And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Booyah!
Yes.
Thank you for that, Kristen.
You're
absolutely
welcome.
Yeah, we, you know. We love our fans, and we love it when you love us back. All
moving
right, guys,
on.
Moving on to the next song. She kicked and wailed, a maid so fair, but he licked the honey from her hair.
From there to here, from here to there, all black and brown and covered with hair. He smelled that girl in the summer air. The Bear, the Bear, and the Maiden Fair.
Is this the Merry Band of Misfits?
This is the Brotherhood Without Banners.
Brotherhood Without Banners.
And the song
yeah.
is?
The Merry Men?
The
Bear at Maiden Fair.
Yes!
Woo!
Ding, ding, ding. Great job. This is the Bear and the Maiden Fair. It's kind of a pop song. there's a few different reasons why this song was in the book and the show. There was the, there was the bear and the fair maiden, Brianna Tarth, who fought each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was the House Mormont. You know, Jorah Mormont and the Fair Maiden Daenerys.
Mm.
You know,
okay.
There's a few different things you can pull from the Bear and the Maiden Fair. But ultimately, I just love the song. It's catchy. It's like the closest thing to a pop song you'll find in the show.
Love it.
So there's that. Moving on to one of my. Then we only have two more left, and these two are kind of my favorites.
All right. You know this one, right?
I do. I think it's Cersei.
Yeah.
And it's when they were, when she got captured, they cut all her hair
like
off.
Her trowel.
Later than that.
This is her trowel, right? Or it's when she's burning the sept.
Exactly.
Okay, I think we get to split that one. That was teamwork.
Oh my god.
Half a point each.
Okay. That is not how the game is
Ham
played.
Okay. That's, this is actually the first time that piano was used in Game of Thrones. This is season 6, episode 10, where Cersei blew up the sept, killed off the entire plot line, and you could tell when you... And that's what you were saying before, how when Ramin would introduce a new instrument that had never been used, you feel like this is not normal. This is not what normal Game of Thrones score sounds like. There must be something going on, something about to happen, something's different. You might not be thinking it on the surface, but definitely beneath the surface, you're like a little bit uneasy. Something's off. I believe this piece, I think it says it's over 9 minutes long.
Oh, yep. Wow.
So over this particular song is over 9 minutes long, and it's very seldomly used. The only other song that is really... the only other songs that are really that long, there's a 10-minute section where the Hodor scenes, where the Hodor, the door, they played a 10-minute song during that sequence of scenes. And there's a 22-minute sequence in the Battle of the Bastards as well.
Wow.
Those are some of the more longer songs. I didn't really include them, but definitely check them out on the soundtrack if you get a chance. Moving on to our very final song, and for all the kit and caboodle.
Jon Snow.
Is that it?
You just gave the hint.
How did I give the hint?
The Kit and Caboodle? Isn't
you
that
said
his name?
Kit Harington.
Jon Snow, right?
I didn't even mean to do that.
Oh.
Let's just enjoy it for a second, okay? Sorry, I ruined it. for bonus points, what scene is this?
Oh, God. Give me a clue.
I like how Steve, finally, he's not showing it on screen for you guys.
Yeah.
You've been cheating a little bit, but you got it. It's Jon Snow.
I actually didn't look up there.
Oh,
it was
good.
It was you.
You said
it was,
Kit.
It was you.
The whole Kit.
You said Kit and Caboodle, so who else could that be?
Yeah. Okay,
Jon Snow.
You're right.
Give us a hint to the scene, though.
Is this after he got stabbed?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was
going to say. It's the final song.
Yeah.
And it was the final episode of season 5. The song is My Watch Has Ended.
Yeah. Speaking of watches, I think you promised a certain prize.
Oh, yeah. Before the show, I was like, yeah, you know, we'll come up with some kind of prize for whoever wins. And I don't know, I'll give you like my watch or something. So, without further ado, with 800 billion and... a half point. Linda Athwee! Kristen had a few.
I can't take your watch.
I think I had 4 points. You'd give 1 point to each of the things that I got right.
You're in the red now.
Whatever.
Arguing with the judge. Negative a billion points.
Unbelievable.
If you gotta win big.
Linda. Nice watch, Linda.
Thanks.
You earned it. Linda, thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Absolutely, it was fun. It really brought me back, and you know, I'm missing games, so this is a perfect little, infusion.
Yeah.
What you didn't know about this prize is now you have to go to the Night's Watch.
I don't mind that.
This is the Night's Watch.
Ba-dum-bum.
Good job. I almost tried to steal your joke just now. Did you notice?
Yeah, you did.
I wish I was high on pot news. Anyway, guys. It's a stupid inside joke, so I hope someone got it. Steve, did you get that one?
Oh, yeah, I totally got that one.
Got that one. Cool. Well, it was really cool listening, taking some time to put aside, you know, other senses and focus strictly on sound.
The music.
Yes.
It's beautiful score, beautiful soundtrack. Game of Thrones does it all so well. Mm-hmm. So be sure to check out the soundtrack if you want to hear more. Guys, subscribe to our show. We'll be back next month, last Thursday of every month. And you can follow me at Ryan Malady. Where can
we
guys,
find you? Linda is so girly all across social media.
Linda's so girly. I love it.
Linda's so girly.
And I'm Kristen Elizabeth Snyder, and you can follow me on all the social mediums at Cinematic Escape.
Cinematic Escape.
Cinematic Escape.
That's it for us at AfterBuzz TV, guys. This has been Game of Thrones Off Season. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.